You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back with Sandy Abbott. Sandy is also Espresso CC. She's the constant contact queen of South Florida. She'll help you caffeinate your email marketing. Sandy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, Sandy has beefed up my email campaigns. The email numbers have gone up. The open rate's gone up. The gross number of opens has gone up. The email template gets all kinds of comments now from people. It's a great way for me to monetize my content and my contacts. So, Sandy, what else can we learn from some of the statistics on the back end? The front end being the email, the back end being the statistics.
Exactly. So here's one way that people can close the loop. So some businesses have a retail setup. Some businesses have a retail setup where they're getting clicks on the website, they're getting sales online. So that's one way to do it. But if you have a business-to-business type of setup and you say, well, I'm not really selling stuff online that way, here's what you can do. You can take the click-through information. You can find out not only people are clicking on your links, you can find out what links they're clicking on and know exactly what email address is clicking on that link. So if you've got your contact information and constant contact, phone number, name of customer, you can actually export that list and do follow-up calls. Nobody likes to do cold calling, right? You don't have to do cold calling. You could do warm calling.
I saw that you were listening to my information, or I saw that you had opened up our teaser about our sale. Would you like some more information? Perhaps I can coach you through and help you understand how you can save.
Well, sometimes people don't like to know that you know what they've done.
Oh, okay.
Because that makes it feel like, you know, big
brother. Big brother?
Right. But what you can do is just call and say, hey, we sent an email. Just wanted to know if you received it, if you had a chance to look at it. This is a special that we have going on, or we have a special seminar, or whatever the case is. But instead of having your sales team do cold calls, work on your list that you already have. Work on the clicks if it's a small outfit, and if it's a big enough outfit, you can work on your opens. It really depends on the size of your list.
Wow. Now, what other ideas come from the statistics page?
Well, the warm and fuzzy statistics are the opens and the clicks. That's the fun part. But you also find out who opted out of your list.
Yeah. I always do that, too. But a lot of people get my information that I send via email by other channels too, and sometimes I believe the opt-outs are merely clearing up my access.
That's a very positive way to look at it, Jim.
Yeah, you mean they're making me read between the lines?
No, actually, you have a very, very low opt-out rate.
Okay. You made me feel good with that. Thank you.
Less than 0.1%, so it's really not an issue. But you can also see who's opted out. And in the beginning, I used to look at that and, you know, go to the house and TP it or egg it. But I've stopped doing that because I got in trouble.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, so I don't do that anymore.
Can I tell you what I take away that's positive?
What?
When I'll just make it up. A certain local billionaire opts out after he's been getting the email for 5 years. I really don't feel that bad at that point.
Yeah.
Because he knows who I am at that point, because this is all about branding. And if he really doesn't want to hear the information, that's okay. But again, I'll tell you, usually he's getting it from two or three other sources.
And the thing is, sometimes people do go through email fatigue. They freak out, they unsubscribe, and then they'll call back and say, why am I not getting your emails?
Oh, I love that one. Jim, how come I'm not getting the email? What happened? You're not off the air, are you?
Exactly. So then they have to opt into the list. So you can find out the opt-outs and opt-ins, and that's called churn. There's just a certain amount of people that are going to opt out. It's usually higher for retail businesses and for those that send frequently. But in your case, you really don't have an issue with that. There's also spam that you can find out if people reported you as spam. You don't get any of that.
It happened, I think, once in all of the thousands and thousands of emails that we sent.
Exactly. And it's not unusual to get one or two spam reports. The average should be no more than one or two per thousand. If you get more than that, Constant Contact and just about any other service provider will tweak you and ask you, hey, you know, how come you're getting so many spam reports? But if you have a permission-based list, you're really okay.
And I think we should take a minute to talk about how I build my list, because we're throwing a lot of things out there, but it's very, my email list is a lot different than most people's. The way I build my email list is whenever I go out, and first of all, I had 2,500 when I started or 3,000 when I started. And what I do is whenever I go out and network, I bring back as many cards as I can. I give my card. I say, thank you for yours. And would you mind if I kept in touch with you with my weekly email? It's about my radio show. It helps us keep in touch. Nobody has said no. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Excuse me. And if I see somebody has opted out, most of the time it's on their first receipt of the email. And so I believe that's why my email list is clean. And when somebody has a clean email list, that's valuable, isn't it?
Very valuable.
I was fishing.
Also very valuable for sponsors.
Yeah, I know. I know. We got a couple that signed up today. In fact, we had two sponsors in the studio today taping ads, so you'll be listening for that in the future. It really is an exciting time for us because sponsors are realizing the value of the sponsored content that we provide and remarket with our email blasts.
And social.
But that's another thing that you added, is that the radio show lives another week because on the email blast that you redesigned, you put, hey, if you missed it.
Exactly.
And then you even put what it was about, and then they don't have to listen to the whole show. They can just listen to the episode.
Yes.
How's that working?
We broke it down by episodes, and you are getting clicks on that. I think that that is an excellent tool because people do want to know what's going on. They may not have had time to listen to it. They've got a second chance, and you get a second hit to touch them with that content.
Yeah, it's really cool, and we do repurpose the content regularly. We also work with Johnny Mahoney at Social Media 305 to put the content out a lot. A lot of our content is not time-sensitive. And so we can broadcast it over and over again, and it really is cool. We'll talk about that more with Johnny on how that gets you traction. And each time I repurpose it, I get new followers. Sandy, we've only got a few minutes left. What are some tips that people should have that you can give them? Because have we gone through most of the back-end stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's give people a couple of good, easy takeaways. Let's make believe it's your next Espresso CC event, and you've got them coming up. We'll talk about that in a second. What's two good takeaways that you can give to people? And maybe they haven't listened to our shows before, so you can be basic if you like.
Well, one thing that I would say is, and I talked about this before, mobile is super important. More than 50% of your emails are opened on mobile. So make sure that the template that you're using for email is mobile friendly. It should be 11-point size for type and at least 16-point for headlines. Test it. Look at it on your phone before you send it out to make sure that it's looking right.
Oh, gosh, I do all the right things by accident. It's hilarious. Now, we've got a couple of more minutes, Sandy. Let's talk about, have you got your next workshop planned?
Actually, I am taking a little bit of a break for summer because so many people are on vacation. Late August, I'm going to start back up. I'm going to be doing mobile marketing, social media, promotions on Facebook. I'm going to be talking a lot about Facebook social campaigns, which is a great way to grow your email list.
Well, I've just started doing that. And so, that's another thing you did is you said, hey, if you want to be on my email list, click here, and you put that on my signature.
Yeah.
So, I want to talk offline also about Facebook marketing. Johnny was on last week. I just started Facebook marketing this week. I saw a 1,000% increase in my reach, which makes sense since that's what they're trying to get me to make spend money on. And also, I started to do Twitter ads today, and I saw something about that work today, too. But, yeah, let's work together to see if we can build the list with some of those tricks and then talk about that on our shows in the future.
I think we have a social campaign brewing for you next.
Ooh, I'm getting social! Ooh, yes. I'm very excited about that. I'm getting, what do they call them? The little guys that are yellow? I'm getting one of them little
the
guys.
The minions.
I'm a minion. I'm a minion. Hello, Vivian.
I love you, Vivian.
I love you, my wife. So, Sandy, quick, how do people find you? Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. You're everywhere. It sounds like the end of my show.
Well, it's all at Espresso CC, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, it's all Espressocc, and so is the website.
All right, Sandy, we've got a minute left, so I'm going to have to spend it on you. I hope you really don't mind. Let's wrap it all up. What are things that people should look for on their statistics? Give them one good thing.
Look at when people are opening your emails. Check to see if you send it at different times when you're getting a better open rate, and that's the time that you want to send. Look at what they're clicking on and make sure that you follow up with them. So if you have a lot of people clicking on a certain product or service, do an email that's focused on that one product or service and send it to those people.
You should all use Sandy, and I'm about to tell you why. Sandy, you sent me this massive email talking about all this and its implications and what we needed to do. Can you just have a phone call with me and then just do it, please? I love you. Sandy Abbott, Espresso CC Marketing, the top constant contact person in South Florida. User.